And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of philosopher Thomas Hobbes, born in Westport, England, 1588, as the Spanish Armada approached to invade England, and his mother, terrified, gave birth prematurely, and Hobbes said she brought forth twins, myself and fear. He was a timid boy. He went on to Oxford, met all sorts of great thinkers, Galileo, Francis Bacon, Descartes, and Ben Jonson, got interested in writing philosophy. And in the midst of the English Civil War, in 1651, he wrote his masterpiece, Leviathan, in which he argued for a strong central government and introduced the social contract theory, the idea that the governed agree to abide by the laws in exchange for the government guaranteeing us certain rights. Without this strong government to keep peace, there would exist, said Hobbes, a state of constant war in which there were no arts, no letters, no society, continual fear and danger of violent death, and the life of man be solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. His book was considered by some to be blasphemous, and in 1666, Parliament came very close to reviving the writ de heretico comburendo, which allowed heretics to be burned at the stake, and Mr. Hobbes was mentioned by name. The House of Commons passed it, the House of Lords did not, so Thomas Hobbes stayed alive, but was forbidden to write any more philosophical or political works. He burned a lot of his papers and started going to church regularly, and died at the age of 91. And it's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, born in London, 1837. Just over 5 feet tall, small man, sloping shoulders, a big head, and a big head of hair, red hair, that stuck out. Went to Oxford. He was the roommate of Dante Gabriel Rossetti. They got drunk together, and Swinburne was known for doing outrageous things, such as sliding naked down banisters and skipping around a room and shrieking his poetry at the top of his lungs. His books, not much read today, include Tristram of Lyonessa and Poems and Ballads of 1866. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled For My Wife. How were we to know, leaving your two kids behind in New Hampshire for our honeymoon at 21, that it was a trick of cheap hotels in New York City to draw customers like us inside by displaying a fancy lobby? Arriving in our fourth floor room, we found a bed, a scarred bureau, and a bathroom door with a cut on one side, the exact shape of the toilet bowl that was in its way when I closed it. I opened and shut the door, admiring the fit and despairing of it. You discovered the initials of lovers carved on the bureau's top in a zigzag, breaking heart. How wrong the place was to us then, unable to see the portents of our future that seems so clear now in the naivete of the arrangements we made, the hotel's disdain for those with little money, the carving of pain and love. Yet, in that room, we pulled the covers over ourselves and lay our love down, and in this way began our unwise and persistent and lucky life together. For My Wife, a poem by Wesley McNair, used by permission of the poet, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting The Buddha, the story of one man's search for the meaning of life and a journey to awakening that would change the world forever. Premiering Wednesday night at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.